Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I must say, a little selfish mention here, diehard Mariners fans freaking out on Twitter about the Oklahoma City Thunder's loss. It's pretty funny. We have nothing else to lean on, so it's nice to see something to be happy about because, wow, Danny, that game last night, game one, NBA Finals, 111-110 win for the Pacers over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Shocking for a team that, I mean, the Thunder coming into the NBA Finals, fifth time in NBA history, so they've obviously, as a franchise, well, okay, I don't want to say the fifth time total for the Thunder. Second time for the Thunder. The Sonics went three times, but that's another argument. 29-1 against the Eastern Conference Finals this season. They've got history as an organization. They were really good this year. People just put those things together, said, you know what? This rebuild, this record on the against the East and overall with 68 wins, that's supposed to equal domination coming into the NBA Finals this year. But the Pacers, man, pattern to late-game comebacks. I mean, is this the way that it's going to go, like, for the Pacers? Is this all they're going to need to do to win the NBA Finals and knock any thought about the Thunder's eliteness out of our minds?
I mean, a month ago, you know, we were talking about, like, are the Pacers a team of destiny? Because the shots that they hit first against, you know, the Bucks and then, you know, the Cavs, and it was like, it just kept happening and just kept happening. And it's really when I really started to buy into what the Pacers were doing. Like, I thought they were a good team, and I thought they would upset the Bucks in the first round. But it was like, okay, what else can they do? And then they've gotten better, and they've leaned even more into their identity. And there's something to be made of for the continuity of the team and the way that it's been built, and optimizing every guy that they have, and Rick Carlisle pushing all the right buttons. And we've talked about this a ton over the last couple of weeks. And just if Rick Carlisle and the Pacers can win this series, where Rick Carlisle falls among coaches in NBA history, I mean, one of four coaches to win a title with two different organizations, two entirely different teams, taking on teams that, you know, everybody thought were just going to steamroll them, you know, with the 2011 Mavericks. And you look at the path that the Mavericks took and who they beat to get to that. You know, they take care of the Blazers in 2011, Brandon Roy's last game, kind of a situation that they go through just an absolute gauntlet to get the NBA Finals, and they take on the first version of the Heatles. And, you know, you've got Dirk having one of the best playoff runs we've ever seen. And then, I mean, you've got a team that's very veteran, very old. It's Jason Kidd, it's Jason Terry, it's Dirk, and it's just a bunch of Tyson Chandler, just a bunch of older dudes.
Yeah.
Whereas you look at this Pacers team now, it's incredibly young. And now everybody talks about how young OKC is. I mean, you look at this Pacers team, the two old guy or three old guys on the team is the guy that the Pacers have tried to basically trade for a decade, Miles Turner, who had a massive shot last night, banking in that three. I was so glad, by the way, that the Pacers were able to hit that shot and to have that opportunity, because I don't know how the hell Rick Carlisle calls for a review where Pascal Siakam clearly has a guy land on him and knock him out of bounds.
Do you think that was a foul?
Oh, God, yes.
I did not. I actually did not think that was a foul.
I 100% thought it was a foul.
I mean, it's the playoffs. You're both diving for the ball. It's incidental contact. There was not, it's either malicious or incidental, right? It's like that line between the two.
For me, when you're talking about any call in the NBA, is an advantage gained?
I personally didn't think so. I saw both people going for the ball. I understand what you're saying about them hitting each, like, he got hit hard, but the ball's flying out of bounds. Did they really gain an advantage, either one of them, by going for the ball in the way that they did? I did not think so.
If they both hit the ground in the middle of the court, there's nothing to call there. But there's an advantage gain because the Pacer, or excuse me, the Thunder gain advantage there because they get the ball because of the force of the contact knocking Siakam out. That's how I always look at that kind of stuff. But I'm glad that didn't end up becoming a point of discussion.
No, you're right.
Like,
you're right.
The night before in the Stanley Cup Finals, we get a penalty from Nosek who just flips the puck over the boards when he's not under pressure. The puck's just bobbling up on him. He's just trying to fire it down the boards off the glass and get a change because he's been on the ice for 2 minutes at this point in time. He's just tired. And that's ultimately what ends up deciding the game. And it's like, don't get me wrong, overtime and having all that stuff, but I mean, having it basically kind of be decided by just that sucked. I didn't like that part of it. It was the only part about the game for the NHL side that I didn't like. And I didn't want the Thunder to get a basket out of that and be like, ugh, here we go. And have that be something we just litigate over and over and over again. But you take a look at all the different things that we saw last night. You know, yes, Tyrese Halliburton's going to get the credit and the love, and he deserves it for hitting an incredible, 19-foot pull-up in single coverage. And I was listening to the Hoop Collective this morning. Brian Windhorst has Amon Shumpert on the podcast throughout the finals.
Love those guys.
And Shump was great where Wendy goes, I really thought that the Thunder should have trapped there. And Shump's like, nah, man. That's NBA right there. They went head up. They went one-on-one. And Windhorst said something along the lines of, yeah, but he kind of played him for the drive. He's like, well, yeah. The player understands that it's a one-point game and a two is enough, so you got to be able to take away the drive. And so you're not playing him necessarily for the step back. So him getting that pull-up shot, that's just a professional shot. And, Windhorst followed up with like, well, I would have blitzed, and Shumpert kind of hit him with those shots at the end of the game, though, no matter who it is, they just tend to go in when you leave somebody just butt naked, like those corner threes. So if you trap Tyrese Halliburton there, who is an incredible creator, and if you show two on the ball too early, now somebody is butt naked in the corner, and you have this opportunity to hit the shot, and now you're down two.
Yeah.
And it puts you, and now you're down two with 0.3 seconds or whatever to go. So, look, I applaud actually both coaches for playing it the way they did down the stretch and letting the guys kind of decide it and not, forcing somebody else to do it. It's like, that's what you dream about as your kid, whether you're the offensive player or the defensive player. I'm head up on this guy with the game on the line in the NBA Finals, and you count it down, and it's man on man. And I thought that was just a really, really cool thing to see. But roll it back, you've got Nemhard, who, the Thunder did an incredible job of face guarding Hallie early on, and Hallie, I think sometimes people give him the same kind of treatment, not necessarily the same because they're different levels of stars.
Yeah.
But LeBron early in his career got killed for giving up the ball in big moments because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, Hallie's getting face guarded and they're showing two a little early, or they're loading up on his side. So he gets off the ball and lets Nemhard cook. Nemhard just puts him in a blender. Hezzy, tween, tween, step back, pull up three. And you're just like, damn, okay. That's a big time shot, buddy. He's also getting the defensive task of picking up SGA on the other end. SGA got to his spot, 8-foot pull-up, has a look. It isn't there.
Yeah.
And it's like the little moments that showed up. And Nemhard comes down the floor after hitting that first pull-up three, and he's feeling himself probably a little too much, leaves it off the front rim, but you've got Siakam there to clean it up and get the putback and have that opportunity. But, like, you saw the others, which this is not new for the Pacers. It is always the others. It's a TJ McConnell. It's a Ben Mathurin. It's a Nesmith going 8 of 9 from 3 in a game. It's a Nemhard.
It's an Obi Toppin.
It's an Obi Toppin. Yeah. Like, we talk about depth in the NBA, and, you know, people are like, well, the Knicks should have played more guys. No, it didn't. Wasn't
they
matter.
Didn't have the guys anyways.
Not that, like the Pacers guys were better and deeper.
Exactly.
Like that's just that's the Knicks roster is front loaded, where the Pacers is more egalitarian.
Do I want Landry Shamet or do I want like Obi Toppin off the bench or even T.J. McConnell? Frankly, I think I'd take T.J. McConnell.
I would.
Yeah.
T.J.'s a dude, man. Yeah. Like just take a look at this Pacers roster. In the way they go about things, and they have the utmost trust in basically damn near everyone. And it just, it's not fake, it's not forced. You can just see it in how they play. And it's not just in this series, it's been in every freaking series that guys are empowered to do what they need to do when they need to do it.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't bit them because it's part of their ethos.
You talk about the adjustment that Rick Carlisle made, actually one of the two big decisions, I think, that he made in the second half that impacted the game. And I wanted to ask you about the second one, Danny. Obviously, the first one, putting Aaron Nesmith on the ball, allowing Tyrese to play off the ball a little bit, made a huge difference for the rest of that game. But listen to what Rick Carlisle said at the end of the game about the adjustments he had for his team at halftime.
There were different areas. I mean, they were getting to the rim a lot in the first half. The turnovers were the first thing that we talked about. You know, it seemed like we were doing a good job on the boards, but they had 20 more shots than we did in the first half. And so that was really fool's gold, too. And so, look, it was just, you know, hit the reset button. Let's go whistle to whistle in the third quarter, try to chip away at it and try to hang in.
I mean, I think the dude's a genius. As you said, Danny, he's already done this in the NBA Finals. If he does do this again, he will. I think I heard the point by Andrew Nemec that he will go up on the Mount Rushmore of head coaches in NBA
history. I mean,
in
the modern era, yeah. There's certainly a case to be made. Like, again, there are four coaches in NBA history who have taken multiple franchises to the NBA Finals and won. It is a short, short, short list because, again, I've belabored this point so many times. Coaching matters in the NBA, particularly at this level. When you're talking about the NBA Finals, that you will never hear an argument from me about. Like, making the right adjustments at the right time in the most packed moments, like, that matters.
Yeah.
But so much of it is getting buy-in and being a people person, which Carlisle struggled with in the last couple of years in Dallas. And from everybody I've talked to, is like, he's softened. Like, don't get me wrong, he's still a red ass.
Yeah.
But he's softened up, and he understands how to communicate with guys. And, like, there's a trust between coach and player and coach that you're going to be empowered, you're going to be put in a position, and you can go out there and you can make mistakes. Like, Obi Toppin goes out there, he makes those mistakes. Carlisle pulls him like, hey, you need to simmer down a little bit. Thomas Bryant goes out there, makes mistakes. He's like, okay, can't go with this any longer. Obi, I need you to chill. Get back out there, right? And it's just understanding the pulse of your team.
Yes,
but you have to have the players to do it.
Yes.
It's Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. And most coaches just aren't blessed enough to have that opportunity with another organization. But you also have to give the coach credit for maximizing in those opportunities, which so far Rick Carlisle is continuing to do over and over again in these playoffs.
Yeah, supporting cast matters. And really quickly to wrap it up, Danny, I have to ask you, what did you think about the decision? Everybody's been talking about it, for Rick Carlisle not to call a timeout after that missed shot by SGA with, what,
Love
8
it.
Seconds
Love
to go?
It.
Because he saw that the defense
they've
was
got
off balance.
They've got
They're
got
not
advantage.
Ready.
Right? I am a firm believer in not calling a timeout and letting a team sub and, you know, set their defense, especially when you've got Tyrese Haliburton. Because that's what you pay him for. You gave him $270 million for that. That is what you pay that guy to do. You pay him to not only make and take great shots in big moments, but to find and make and take the best opportunity available, and that's what he did.
Love it. All right. I have no arguments with what you just said. Just did two segments of NBA Finals talk. I wish we could do more, but there's a lot of other stuff we have to get to today. But Pacers shocked the world. 111-110 win over the Thunder. The professional money that came in as the Thunder were announced as 9-point favorites, I think, immediately moved that line to 9.5. Man, all those bank accounts must be hurting today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And what's a minus 700 on the other side? Like, I don't know what the plus money was, but damn, all those people did really good.
Plus 450.
Oh my God. Good for you. Congratulations. We'll actually get to some betting stuff here at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Dick Girardi joining us to talk about the Belmont Stakes coming up this weekend. But first, switch gears, talk a little college football. The Oregon Ducks got some bad news today. It's 1248 on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.